WTAW News Time is 5 minutes after 6. 74 degrees at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Good morning, I'm Chelsea Reber. 4 minutes before the filing deadline came another entry in one of the College Station City Council races created when an incumbent decided to run for mayor. Attorney and business owner Jeremy Osborne joins Linda Harvell in seeking the seat now held by Carl Mooney, which expires next year. There are also two candidates going for the remaining 2 years of John Nichols' term, Barry Moore and Joe Garrett Jr. A nearly 30-year employee of the Texas Department of Transportation is the newest administrator at the Texas A&M system. John Barton retired from TxDOT in January as deputy executive director to work on strategic initiatives for the system. Chancellor John Sharp says Barton is now an associate vice chancellor and director of the Rellis campus. The former Riverside campus west of Bryan, which began as a World War II air base, is getting a $150 million makeover into a research facility and alternative campus that will offer four-year degrees. A four-county chase yesterday by law enforcement begins in College Station and ends in suburban Houston.
One of our local residents in the Wood Creek subdivision called in suspicious activity and had the word for all to record the license plate down. Called it in because it was suspicious, and that's how this whole thing got started.
College Station Police Lieutenant Steve Brock says three people were caught in Jersey Village after a brief foot chase.
The men that we have stopped may be tied to a handful of burglaries that we're working today.
Three men, all from Houston, were arrested for burglary, theft of a firearm, and unlawful possession of a firearm. Police recovered three handguns and jewelry believed to have been taken from a home on Williams Creek Drive. The Texas Transportation Commission, the governing body that oversees TxDOT, has approved funding 1,200 pages of highway projects for the next 10 years.
In Brazos County for next year alone, the state plans on spending $22 million towards 16 projects. $15 million of that to rebuilding the interchange at FM 60 and 2818 by East Ord Airport. Around $2.6 million state money of improvements in Bryan along South College between Villa Maria and Enloe. There's $1.4 million from the state going next year to straighten out Elmo Whedon Road, a county road northeast of Bryan in the area of Steep Hollow and Grasper Roads. And about the same amount of money is budgeted next year to replace traffic signals at four locations in Bryan and two in College Station. You can access the complete list online at WTAW.com as well as the 49-page version covering Brazos and the nine other counties in the TxDOT district based in Bryan. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620, WTAW.
Repairs have been completed to the Briarcrest Bridge over the freeway. The TxDOT District Office in Bryan reports all lanes have reopened on Briarcrest. For the next week, there will be a few more nights of lane closures on the northbound lanes of the freeway as the construction crew reinstalls fencing and removes the concrete forms from the repaired bridge. The state of Louisiana is working to recover from historic flooding last week, and it is a long road ahead. The Red Cross estimates their relief operation will cost at least $30 million.
The fastest way we can get victims support and the food and the shelter that they need right now is through donations of money.
Amy Grace with the Heart of Texas branch says you can donate by calling, going onto their website, or you can text. She says 1,500 volunteers traveled to Louisiana to help, including a few from Bryan and College Station. More information is at redcross.org. And you can catch A&M Consolidated High School football all season here on 1620 WTAW. Tonight's pregame starts at 7 with kickoff at 7:30. WTAW News Time is 9 minutes after 6. It's 74 degrees. Text us at 979-695-1620. More news at 6:30 or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Drivers have a big responsibility when they're on the road, and so do pedestrians. Nearly 500 pedestrians die on Texas roads each year, and we all share a responsibility to bring that number to zero. If you're driving, always watch for pedestrians. If you're walking or jogging, always use a crosswalk and look out for oncoming vehicles. And everyone should put their phones away and pay attention. On foot or behind the wheel, always follow traffic laws. Be safe. Drive smart. A message from TxDOT.
Good morning, it's 6:10. Our Brazos Valley weather forecast brought to you by Skyline Communications, in business for your business since 1981. With two-way radios and paging service, call Skyline Communications 775-2929.
Moisture is working its way back into the state. We'll be turning partly to mostly cloudy today with the chance for some showers and thunderstorms as the day goes on. Highs close to 90 degrees. Clouds tonight, there's the risk of a shower. Overnight lows 70 to 75. Tomorrow, clouds, showers, storms, temperatures 90 to 95. A few showers and storms tomorrow night, 70 to 75. Partly sunny Sunday, chance of showers and thunderstorms. The high Sunday, 90 to 95. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolyn for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
I'm Brad Mitchell. Coming up in sports, Zach Taylor's going to have your high school football report. Also, Christian Kirk and Miles Garrett were named to the SEC preseason all-conference first team. In Major League Baseball, the Rangers shut out the Indians. And after a scary hit last night, how's Tony Romo's surgically repaired back? I'll give you all the details coming up in sports.
Oh,
News
no.
Talk 1620 WTAW.
Oh, no.
Yeah, who
Tony
knows?
Tony Romo again with an injury?
Yeah, they got Dak Prescott in there, though, so.
All right.
Who knows?
Jack.
We'll see what happens.
He was good in college, that's for sure.
Yep.
Well, for some reason or other, they let the machine run out of Diet Coke.
What?
Again?
I know. Really? I mean,
Scott, you got to take a page from my book, man. I bring my sodas from home nowadays.
Well, and again, I had Cat cans here for a while. You know, Cat gave me these small cans of Coke, that Diet Coke that really went flat and started tasting horrible. That's not her fault. I'm just saying that is what happens. It does have a shelf life. But, I mean, I guess we just have to put that on the checklist before they lock up for the night to make sure that we have Diet Coke for me the next morning.
I've got a 12-pack of Diet Pepsi that's been here since I started.
Yeah, well, that's the problem is it's Pepsi.
And the problem isn't that it's been here for 5 years.
Oh, yeah.
It's Pepsi.
No, just I can't. I don't know. Never liked any of their products.
I gotcha.
Do you like Coke Zero, Scott?
No, I don't.
Oh,
nope.
I was going to say, I got a cold one that's not expired in my background.
That's right. No, I'm holding my nose and I'm drinking Diet Dr. Pepper this morning. But aside from that, after watching the white SUV circle the block for 20 minutes, the Miami homeowner decided, well, I'll just call the police. As the officer spoke to the homeowner, the sport utility vehicle passed again. With the officer trailing it, the SUV then ran a stop sign, which, of course, prompted the officer to turn on his lights and siren. SUV kept going, ignoring two more stop signs. When it finally came to a stop, the officer ordered the driver to the ground at gunpoint. After the arrest, the driver said he had heard the siren. He heard the siren. That was not the problem. But he had beer and cocaine he needed to finish up first.
Well, totally understandable.
Oh, yeah, I guess so.
Might as well be really high when you get to jail.
Man.
Sure, yeah.
We got a lot of info.
Mason.
So that, I guess, would be a classic case of probable cause. Yeah.
So he didn't poke his head out the window and say, "Hold on, I'm almost done."
No, right. No, apparently not.
He didn't even save any to share.
I know. And driving around the same street for 20 minutes, that won't attract attention at all.
Hi, I'm Cal McNeil with the Bank and Trust. To us, your banking relationship is more than just deposits. We want to be the first place you call for your lending needs. Let your banking relationship be my priority. The Bank and Trust. Local bank, local bankers.
Hi, I'm Ivan Olson with the Bank and Trust. Our emphasis every day is to come to work and figure out how to say yes on loans to help this community and our customers grow. We've got the best bankers in this market. Come give us a try. Bank and Trust, local bank, local bankers.
News Talk 1620 WTAW. There we go. It's 6:14 now. It's the 26th of August. It's day 239. Got 127 of them to go. Today is National Dog Day. So if you got it, celebrate it, I guess.
Oh, yeah. And we actually had a text come in. Keep going. But I do have a text that came in a couple days ago, but was related to National Dog Day.
Okay. So, and the thing is, they don't know, which is pretty cool.
That is.
I mean,
we're honoring them.
Yeah. Every day is pretty much the same to them. But they do get that. It's Cherry Popsicle Day if you want to do that. Just remember what your mouth will look like after you've eaten one. It's a Daffodil Day. It's National Toilet Paper Day. So, of course, I clicked
on that. So use that.
That should be every day, really.
Yeah, really should. From Business Wire, Charmin has broken the Guinness World Record on National Toilet Paper Day. It says here, Charmin wipes the record books clean with the world's largest toilet role.
Wow.
Now, and obviously, they planned ahead, so that it would be
sure,
there.
Sure, yeah.
And measuring 8 feet high,
wow,
with a diameter of more than 9 feet wide, world's largest toilet paper roll.
Wow.
Made entirely of Charmin toilet tissue. The roll was fabricated at the P&G Paper Products Company located in Missouri at Cape Girardeau, and then transported to the company's headquarters in Cincinnati for unveiling. The roll contains 1 million square feet of paper.
Wow.
Would you take up 95,000 rolls of Charmin if it were the regular
you
size.
Would never need to buy more.
You no. wouldn't. But now what are you going to do with that?
You got to get it's got to have its own room.
Yeah, I mean, there it is, and so...
This is my bathroom, this is the toilet paper room.
That's right. And well, and I'm thinking, again, it's one giant roll, and you know that the environmentalists are going to be watching you like a hawk.
Oh, yeah.
What are you going to do with this?
Mm-hmm.
So I guess they take it and break it back down, and then they'll remanufacture it. The other thing, because I know that y'all were really interested to know what the name of the bear is that's in the Charmin commercial.
Oh, yes.
Totally. I've been wondering.
Leonard.
Leonard.
So Leonard's like the Papa Bear? Because
yeah,
there's a whole bear
it.
Family.
Yeah, it is. It's the Leonard is the...
They're kind of cute.
Yeah, it's interesting.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway. Also today, today is a Women's Equality Day.
All right.
Oh, yeah. Kelsey.
It is the anniversary of all U.S. American women winning the right to vote in 1920. That's when the 19th Amendment was signed.
Cool.
Awesome.
So there you go. All right. What else?
Should we get into the National Dog Day
sure,
stuff?
Sure,
okay.
Sure. Yeah.
So this year it is dedicated in memory of the FEMA search and rescue dog Brittany.
Uh-huh.
She is the last one to be alive from working Ground Zero.
Oh.
And she passed away in June in Cyprus, which is where she was from.
Oh.
But they wanted to dedicate this day to her because she was the last one to survive from working at Ground Zero, which is really, really cool.
Sure, and it also obviously done a lot of other things even prior to that.
Yeah. So, and she spells her name really cool.
Okay.
It's Brett A. G. N. E.
Oh.
But pronounced like Brittany. She was 16 years old.
Oh, my. Wow.
Yeah.
That's good. That's
so
that's
little shout
old.
Out to her.
There you are. Mm. All right. And we got the birthdays.
We got birthdays. Dylan O'Brien's 25. He's the star of the Maze Runner movies.
Uh-huh.
R&B singer Cassie is 30. She had a hit in 2006, Me and You.
Okay.
Brian Kelly from Florida Georgia Line is 31. I'm not sure if he's the Florida or the Georgia part.
I don't know
but
either.
He's 31 today. Chris Pine is 36.
Hey, hey.
Oh,
yeah,
cool.
I had to do that one or else Mr. Downs would have gotten
well,
mad.
Well, he's become quite a busy actor.
Mm-hmm. Definitely, yeah. Definitely. And did you know his dad is Robert Pine? He played Ponch and John's boss on Chips.
Hey, hey.
That's pretty cool.
All right.
Macaulay Culkin's 36 today.
Uh-huh.
They were going to have a party for him, but everybody forgot.
Yeah.
Melissa McCarthy is 46 today.
She's funny.
She's very funny. Chris mm-hmm. Burke is 51. He was Corky from Life Goes On,
of course,
if you remember that. Uh-huh. Valerie Simpson is 70. That's what I got. She's the
Ashford
from Ashford and Simpson. Yeah.
Branford Marsalis, the jazz dude.
Yeah.
He's 56. And so on Saturday, it is Just Because Day, which, who knows what that could mean?
Because why not?
Yeah. It's a Franchise Appreciation Day, and that's it. On Saturday is my wife's birthday, so happy birthday.
Hey,
happy birthday.
And Jackie's like 30. Okay.
All right.
Yeah,
Uh-huh. All right. We got other birthdays.
We got other birthdays. Boyhood star Ellar Coltrane is 22. He's the one that, the guy went around with the camera for most of his life and filmed an actual film. But it wasn't about him. It was just over his life. It's pretty cool.
Yeah.
Patrick J. Adams from Suits is 35 on Saturday.
Okay.
Aaron Paul's 37. He was Jesse on Breaking Bad, which was a great show.
A feel-good show, without a doubt.
It was a real feel-good show, Sarah Chalk is 40. She was second Becky on Roseanne, but then also she rose to fame as Elliot Reed on Scrubs. The great Khali is 44.
Oh, really?
He's in the WWE, but also he's the big scary-looking guy in the Longest Yard, the newer one with Adam Sandler, if you remember that.
Oh, yeah, okay.
Colt Ford is 46. He does a style of music known as hick hop, which is country rap, essentially.
Okay.
He's one of the first guys that did that kind of stuff. I knew Scott was dying to hear that.
I was going to say, are there a lot of people who do hip-hop?
Nowadays. Chandra Wilson is 47. She was Miranda Bailey on Grey's Anatomy.
Oh, great character.
Cesar Millan is 47.
Oh, Dog Whisperer.
Dog Whisperer himself.
On the day after National Dog Day.
I know, right? Yeah. Shouldn't it be tomorrow? Yeah. Downtown Julie Brown is 53 from MTV. Pee-wee Herman, a.k.a. Paul Rubens, 64 tomorrow. Jeff Cook from Alabama, 67. Sergeant Slaughter is 68.
Oh, wow.
Remember him?
Sure.
I don't remember what, I don't know what his real name is. They just have him listed as Sergeant Slaughter.
That's cool.
Barbara Bach is 69 on Saturday. She's the wife of Ringo Starr.
She is indeed.
Tuesday Weld is 73. From The Many Lives of Dobie Gillis, or Many Loves of Dobie Gillis, rather.
Uh-huh.
And Daryl Dragon is 74. That's the captain from Captain and Tennille.
Oh. All right, and happy birthday tomorrow to the Guinness Book of World Records, first published in 1955.
Wow.
And, you know, that the whole idea was to get the name Guinness out there, which has worked pretty well.
Yeah.
Sunday is Go Topless Day. That's a big deal for some people and others not.
I'll be at Schlitterbahn.
It's Radio Commercials Day. Thank you. We like that a lot.
All right.
Crackers on the keyboard. I don't know what that means. And race your mouse around the icon day. Oh, okay. Race your mouse around the icon day. Makes no sense. Lonely World Series wraps up, I believe. And Burning Man starts at Black Rock Desert in Nevada. The strangest of the strange.
Oh,
go to Burning Man every year.
Yeah,
all right.
I won't be here next week because I'll be at Burning Man.
Burning Man, got it. And birthday's on Sunday.
On Sunday, Alana Thompson. You might know her as Honey Boo Boo. Is 11.
Oh, sure. Honey Boo Boo.
Well, didn't know what her real name was.
Me neither. Until today. Armie Hammer is 30. I made a joke about him earlier this week.
Uh-huh.
Leanne Rimes is 34.
Oh, my.
Country singer Jake Owen is 35. Jack Black is 47.
He's a pretty talented fellow. Right?
Very talented. Yeah. Very funny. Jason Priestley is 47. I used to get him mixed up with Luke Perry all the time because they were on that show together.
Oh, yeah.
Billy Boyd is 48. He played Pippin in Lord of the Rings. Shania Twain, 51 on Sunday.
Shania.
I saw her at Reed Arena.
Ah.
She's fantastic.
She is. She really is good. She is good.
Jennifer Coolidge is 55. She's Stifler's mom from American Pie.
Hey.
I remember her. Emma Sams is 56. She was a soap opera star in the 80s.
Yeah.
Scott Hamilton, 58, Olympic gold medal winner.
Figure skating dude. Yeah.
And he beat testicular cancer, which is pretty cool.
Okay.
Daniel Stern is 59. Uh-oh. He was, of course, in City Slickers, and he was the other guy in Home Alone, the one of the robbers.
Oh, gotcha.
And the narrator.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
The voice of Kevin on The Wonder Years, the older Kevin.
Yep.
Wayne Osmond is 65 of the Osmonds.
Of course.
And David Soul is 73.
Oh, my. David Soul.
Hutch himself of Starsky and Hutch.
There you are. All right, 623.
45! St. Joseph Eagle football fans, here's a reminder to listen to St. Joseph Eagles football throughout the season. St. Joseph Eagle football is brought to you this season by these fine local businesses.
Strata Auto Repair, Kelly Burt Dozer, InTech Pest Management, Subway, and Jackie Voss Allstate Insurance.
Special thanks to all of our St. Joseph Eagle football sponsors.
Your morning espresso starts right here. It's the Sean Hannity Morning Minute.
So one day after WikiLeaks said they have a bombshell in terms of information on Hillary Clinton, Julian Assange revealed to Fox News they will be releasing more of Clinton's emails before the election, and he calls them significant. Now, Assange's announcement comes on the heels of recently released Clinton emails by both WikiLeaks and Citizens United revealing the crooked dealings of Hillary Clinton and her foundation, and, of course, her enriching herself. Now, some of the highlights, the WikiLeaks emails showed that it was Hillary and Bill Clinton who wanted to cozy up to Vladimir Putin and do events together. Citizens United revealed that Hillary's email showed that she knew her State Department staffers were working directly with the Clinton Foundation despite her promising otherwise. How many other bombshells about Hillary have to be released before she sees an orange jumpsuit?
The Sean Hannity Show from coast to coast later today.
Sean Hannity, weekdays at 2 on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Now, whether you want privacy or you just want to make a room darker, well, you don't have to take out a second mortgage to get brand new custom blinds from Blinds.com. They have 100% satisfaction guarantee. Even if you mismeasure or you pick the wrong color, they'll remake the blinds for free. And now through August 31st, go to Blinds.com, use the promo code Hannity, and when you buy three blinds, you get the fourth one free. That's Blinds.com, promo code Hannity. Rules, restrictions may apply. So whether traveling or working remotely, we know your PC is your business headquarters. And when work takes you on the go, well, you need a laptop that can keep up. Now, Dell's XPS 13 empowers small business owners to collaborate anywhere with incredible battery life and powerful performance. Reduce downtime by 50% and boost productivity with four times faster performance when you refresh to Dell's PCs featuring Intel Core processors. Now, explore the XPS 13 at Dell.com/radio.
Jennifer Kishinka with your money now. A Texas jury has found that a GM ignition switch was not to blame for a 2011 accident that killed one driver and injured another, ending the carmaker its third courtroom win this year in a series of trials designed to help attorneys settle dozens of similar claims. The jury deliberated less than 2 hours in reaching its verdict. Sears Holdings posted another quarterly loss amid sliding sales, and the retailer says it will accept another $300 million of help from its CEO's hedge fund. The move highlights the unusual relationship between Sears and Edward Lampert, who took over the company in 2005 and merged it with Kmart. A Pacific Northwest tribe is traveling nearly 5,000 miles across Canada and the U.S. with a 22-foot-tall totem pole on a flatbed truck in a symbolic journey meant to galvanize opposition to fossil fuel infrastructure projects they believe will imperil native lands. On Wall Street, futures pointing to a flat open this morning. That's your money now.
Prices are for base buildings only and may not be available in some areas. This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. So call General Steel now for the quality and the price in a pre-engineered steel building that you just can't beat. That's right. General Steel can save you thousands of dollars with a pre-engineered steel building designed for your business or church. How much can you save? How about a 50 by 100 foot building for under $35,000? So don't pay thousands more than you should without calling General Steel first. Call 866-95-STEEL today and save as much as half the cost and time of conventional construction. Don't let rising steel prices put your project in jeopardy. Call now to lock in your price for 3 months. Call 866-95-STEEL. That's 866-95-STEEL. Don't spend thousands more than you should. Call 866-957-8335.
News Talk 1620 WTAW. Good morning. It's 627. Let's have a look at the weather. It's brought to you this morning by United Roofing and Sheet Metal, home of the Duralast Roof System, world's best roof. Give them a call at 268-ROOF. Go to unitedroofingpros.com. Well, we're going to have an okay day today. Looks like we'll have a 50-50 chance of some showers out there. Looked like yesterday was going to cloud up and rain, but didn't happen. Good news is we probably won't make 90 until maybe Tuesday of next week. But again, chances of showers about, and the ones we have, probably will be earlier in the day today, 50% today, 20% tonight, then 40% on Saturday and Sunday during the day and Monday as well, and then a reduced chance of rain at night. Lows each night will probably be in the middle 70s, so again, probably won't hit 90 until Tuesday of next week is what they're calling for. Winds are calm now, 97% relative humidity, fair skies. We've got 74.
Toasting our 10th, bring on the band, because historic downtown Bryan is celebrating the 10th annual Texas Red Steak and Grape Festival, presented by Union Pacific. Join us September 23rd through 25th and enjoy live music by more than 30 artists from the Lone Star State. Headliners include the return of Ray Wiley Hubbard on Saturday night. And on Sunday, don't miss Grammy winner Rodney Crowell. The dance party starts Friday night with the Texas Twisters. Visit TexasRedsFestival.com.
The heart beating in your chest today is almost entirely different than the heart beating in your chest a week ago. I'm Mike Carruthers with Something You Should Know. Coming up, brought to you by MSC Opus. Expect the unexpected with the 44th season of MSC Opus. Season and single tickets are on sale now at mscopus.org.
Hiring people is probably the worst part of my job. It's such a hassle, the searching, the sorting through resumes. Most people don't have the right experience.
We started using ZipRecruiter about 3 months ago. Right from the start, you could tell it was going to make hiring a lot easier. One click and my job was posted to 100 plus job boards, all the top sites.
All of the candidates came to my dashboard, and it's easy to compare them. Thumbs up if I like them, thumbs down if I didn't. No emails and attachments, printing up docs, phone calls, none of that.
And I couldn't believe the number of great applicants we got. I had the person we needed within 1 week. I don't know how we hired before ZipRecruiter.
Whether you're looking to fill one position or 20, find the best candidates with ZipRecruiter, where your job is just one click away from 100 plus job sites. ZipRecruiter, the fastest way to hire. And right now you can try ZipRecruiter free. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/radio offer. That's ZipRecruiter.com/radio offer. ZipRecruiter.com/radio offer.
Even though we are living longer than ever, we're not living healthier.
And our healthcare system is so functionally based on disease, so focused on sickness, that we don't do the things that actually make us healthy.
Matthew Edlund, MD, and author of the book Healthy Without Health Insurance.
We have to look at what our bodies are built to do. We have hunter-gatherer bodies that are now living in the internet age, and that just doesn't work. And what we have to do is say, what is my body built to do? Look back and do at least a little of it.
One thing you can do is to make sure you have enough social interaction.
We are profoundly social animals. We like each other. We love each other. We do better when we operate together. And just having conversations, just having people you connect to, is a very big deal in keeping you healthy.
Of course, eating right and physical activity are important, and so is rest.
People think of that as sleep, but rest is a much, much bigger topic than that. Rest is how the body regenerates itself. People rewire at night. Most of us don't recognize that much of our heart is replaced very quickly. In about 3 days, most of your heart will be new. A lot of those things are occurring in sleep. A lot of those things are occurring in rest. If we know how to do these things, basic things, we can rewire and renew ourselves.
It's somethingyoushouldknow.net. I'm Mike Carruthers, and that's Something You Should Know.
It's all new, all true, and it will inspire you. So get ready to expect the unexpected with Opus Season 44. This year's lineup includes the blockbuster musical Jersey Boys, sponsored by Tom and Mary Kirk of McGregor, Texas. The Christmas-tastic Elf the Musical, sponsored by Aggieland Credit Union. The jaw-dropping talents of The Illusionist, live from Broadway. And an opening night concert with Lyle Lovett and his large band. Tickets on sale now at mstopus.org.
WTAW News Time is 6:32, 74 degrees at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Brought to you by CHI St. Joseph Health. Prepared for minor emergencies to major trauma, CHI St. Joseph Health is always ready. Good morning, I'm Chelsea Reber. The newest addition to the administrative team at the Texas A&M system is a recent retiree of another state agency. Chancellor John Sharp brought John Barton on board to work on strategic initiatives after Barton retired in January from nearly 30 years at TxDOT, leaving as their deputy executive director. Yesterday, Sharp announced Barton as an associate vice chancellor and director of the new Rellis campus, the $150 million conversion of the former Riverside campus. Sharp says Barton's focus will be on developing 7 new buildings. Groundbreaking for the first is planned next month. Yesterday was the last day to file for one of 2 unexpired terms on the College Station City Council being vacated by opponents in this year's mayor's race. There was a 4th filing that came with 4 minutes before City Hall closed for the day. Business owner and attorney Jeremy Osborne is seeking Carl Mooney's position, which runs through next year. Osborne is opposed by Linda Harvell. There are 2 candidates for John Nichols' position, which runs through 2018. They are Joe Guerra Jr. and Barry Moore. A report of a suspicious person in a College Station subdivision yesterday led to a law enforcement pursuit that went through Grimes and Waller counties before ending in the northwest Houston suburb of Jersey Village. College Station Police Lieutenant Steve Brock says this started during the lunch hour when a stranger knocked on the door of a home in the Wood Creek subdivision near Rock Prairie and the freeway.
One of these suspects asked for a specific person. That person did not live there. The resident told him, you've got the wrong residence. He felt like it was suspicious, recorded the license plate, and called that in.
Police recovered three handguns and jewelry taken from a home on Williams Creek Drive. Brock says three men, all from Houston, were arrested for burglary, theft of a firearm, and unlawful possession of a firearm.
And that really does fit an MO that we've been looking for in previous burglaries that have happened here in Call Station in Brazos County. That same thing has happened before those homes were burglarized.
DPS and Grimes County deputies picked up the pursuit at the Brazos-Grimes County line. No injuries were reported. Anyone with additional information is asked to call College Station Police. State officials have unveiled a 10-year, $70 billion highway improvement plan.
Brazos County will receive more than $22 million next year toward 16 projects. Most of the money goes to a pair of projects that were previously announced, the new interchange at Eastwood Airport at FM 60 and 2818, and the state share of improvements along South College and Bryan between Villa Maria and Enloe. There is state money next year to straighten two sections of Elmo Whedon Road northeast of Bryan at Grassburg and Steep Hollow Roads. There's also state money to replace traffic signals at six locations. College Station sites are Harvey and George Bush East and Harvey Mitchell and Longmire. Bryan locations are Villa Maria and South College and Carson, Finfeather and Turkey Creek, and 29th and Texas. And next year's list also includes money to add a center turn lane on Finfeather from Grosbeck to Bryan South City Limits. For the year after next, there is state money to start widening FM 2818 between FM 60 and George Bush Drive. That project will take 2 years to complete. Back to fiscal year 2018, there's state money for additional improvements along University between Texas and the Northgate District, the Rock Prairie Road project at the freeway, and adding a median to Harvey Mitchell from Welburn Road to Raymond Stotzer Parkway. Near the Twin Cities, the state has money to repair OSR in 2020 from FM 2223 to the Madison County line and replace highway bridges on Highway 30 in Grimes County, over Gibbons Creek in 2018, and over the Navasota River in 2021. Online at WTAW.com, you can download the 49 pages of projects covering TxDOT's 10-county district based in Bryan, as well as the 1,200 pages of statewide projects for the next 10 years. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620 WTAW.
Traffic has returned to normal on the Briarcrest Bridge over the freeway. That follows emergency repairs after a two-tall load on the freeway struck the bridge earlier this summer. The TxDOT District Office in Bryan reports there will be a few more nights of lane closures affecting the northbound lanes of the freeway so concrete forms can be removed from the repaired bridge and fencing can be reinstalled. Historic flooding in southern Louisiana last week is said to be the largest natural disaster in the U.S. since Hurricane Sandy in 2012. More than 30,000 people were rescued by emergency crews and more than 40,000 homes were damaged. Amy Grace with the Red Cross serving the heart of Texas says over 1,500 volunteers from across the country have traveled to Louisiana to help.
Which is just amazing. We have sent a couple from Waco as well, and we've sent a few from Bryan College Station also. So we are well represented down in that area.
Grace says the two main things being done is feeding and sheltering.
Our volunteers are down there working in over 65 shelters, providing support and just, you know, a safe, clean place to be, as well as meals too.
Grace says the best way to help with the $30 million relief operation is with a monetary donation. You can find more information on how to donate at redcross.org. Catch A&M Consolidated High School football all season long here on 1620 WTAW. Tonight's pregame starts at 6 with kickoff at 7:30. WTAW news time is 6:38. It's 74 degrees. You can text us at 979-695-1620. This look at news is brought to you by CHI St. Joseph Health. More news at the top of the hour or at WTAW.com. I'm Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
In life, you can't always prepare for the unexpected, but you can turn to the hospital that's always ready. For 80 years, CHI St. Joseph Health has served as the region's premier health system, and now we're expanding our commitment through our new Emergency and Trauma Center at our leading regional hospital. With larger private rooms and shorter wait times, we're prepared for anything from minor emergencies to major trauma. There's a reason CHI St. Joseph Health is the highest level trauma center in the region, we're always ready.
For more than 70 years, farmers and ranchers have depended on Producers Cooperative for quality agricultural products and services. From a full line of livestock feeds, planting seed and fertilizers, fuel and lubricants, farm and ranch equipment and supplies, you'll find it all at Producers. High performance products, quality service, outstanding results since 1943. Producers on Texas Avenue north of Highway 21 in Bryan, or call 979-778-6000. No membership necessary to purchase.
Save Our Streets Ministries is celebrating its 15th annual banquet, Live Love, sponsored by Galleria Day Spa and KBTX Media on September 27th at 6:30 p.m. SOS invests in lives to rescue, restore, and release families from a drug and gang-infested environment where abuse, poverty, and violence are a way of life.
It's still the heartbeat of Christ to go win that one lost, the hurting, the down and out. If they won't come to us, we're coming to them.
Call 775-5357 or go to SaveOurStreetsMinistries.org for more information. Help us save our streets.
Hi, I'm Janelle Carver with Cornerstone Home Lending. Now is a great time to buy a home. At Cornerstone, we can help whether you're a first-time home buyer or looking to refinance or buy your next dream home. Rates are low and Cornerstone offers a variety of home loan options. Call us today at 260-1448 or visit us at 307 Arguello Drive. Cornerstone Home Lending, making a positive contribution to your life. NMLS 208153, branch NMLS 280990.
Deals are cropping up at Normanton Tractor. That means up to $4,500 in rebates on Kubota tractors, RTVs, and mowers. And get lower prices and larger cash rebates, zero down financing, zero APR on the largest selection of farm and ranch equipment. Like the new Kubota L2501F 25 horsepower two-wheel drive tractor, 5-foot Land Pride shredder, 5-foot Land Pride box blade with teeth for $13,595, minus a $1,500 cash rebate and a $1,500 two-implement rebate. Pay cash of $10,595 and have it delivered today. Build your own package deal with the help of the Normandy Tractor team. And don't forget, Normandy Tractor has a large selection of trailers to bring your new tractor home. Vernon and the boys at Normandy Tractor ask, why buy used when you can buy new with payments as low as these? Normandy Tractor has financing to fit any budget. Experience the excellence of Kubota at the award-winning Normandy Tractor in Normandy, Texas, corner of Highway 39 and OSR, or online at normandytractor.com. Remember, nobody beats Normandy Tractor. Nobody.
There it goes, 641, News Talk 1620, WTAW. Checking some weather, brought to you by Anchor Foundation Repair, the leader in foundation repair for more than 30 years. They also do polyurethane concrete raising. More information, anchorfoundationrepair.net.
Moisture returning to the state, so that means an increased chance for showers and thunderstorms over the next several days. We're already seeing some activity in the Houston and Galveston areas this morning, and that moisture will be lifting towards the north and west. For today, lots of cloudiness, a little bit of sunshine, scattered showers and storms develop, 90. Maybe a shower tonight, low 70 to 75. Clouds tomorrow, afternoon showers and storms, 90 to 95. It's partly sunny on Sunday with a chance of a storm. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolyn for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
I'm Brad Mitchell. Coming up in sports, high school football is finally here, and Zach Taylor's got your high school football report. Also, former A&M quarterback Kenny Hill is named TCU's starter. The Rangers are shut out by the Indians in Major League Baseball, and Ryan Lochte is charged by Brazil police. All the details are coming up in sports on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Okay. First, the radar. Pretty much right. That's stuff is happening down in Houston, just moving into the loop. It's over Galveston, and heavier rain is down south below Beaumont. But it is tracking to the northwest. Doesn't mean we'll get any rain. I mean, remember, it's the Aggie Dome.
Yep.
So could maybe never happen. But anyhow, there's a little bit of activity out there.
Now,
so.
Is the Aggie Dome a real thing, or is it just a legend?
It's just a legend.
Okay. I always wonder, but it seems to really be.
It was a thing until flooding in May.
Yeah.
At least for my lifetime.
Well, and it was interesting, I guess, Wednesday of this week, I was talking to some folks who were up here. They're moving their granddaughter into A&M, and we were talking about the weather and they're from Tyler, okay? Mm-hmm. And so I was discussing how, you know, we have rain, it just seems to go right around us, and, you know, it's the Aggie Dome, and the guy looked at me and says, well, the same thing happens to us. I went, oh, okay, well, never mind.
So, okay.
So everybody thinks that wherever
they're
from.
Everybody thinks that, and they all think if you don't like the weather, wait 5 minutes,
yeah,
okay?
That's true.
So all that kind of stuff.
I just didn't know if we were
fairly universal.
On some sort of, like, you know, raised plane or something.
Well, I mean, I think what happened is a lot of people talked about it, and then when the state climatologists used to be based here, They thought, let's go ask him. And he went, nah. So nope. They didn't talk about it anymore. Going, no, we don't want to actually hear what the official scientific understanding is. But just know that, hey, we for all our lives, you've driven through areas where it stopped raining at some point and then went on from there.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
I do think it's a Rock Prairie Road, though. I do. I think that's where it stops, and it doesn't rain south of that nearly as much. But who knows? Anyhow. Can you tell I don't want to talk politics? No.
We'll just talk weather for the next 5 minutes.
Well, you know, because they're yelling bigot at each other yesterday and racist.
Well, and
I have
a question, Scott, because before this election, I have never really paid that close attention to previous elections. Can you remember one that got this just nasty? I mean, I know that you're going to point out your opponent's flaws and other things and about them and try to make them look as badly as possible, but can you remember one that has ever been this childish?
Well, childish is a good word. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Now, to say that they talked about the inappropriate behavior of their opponents, that goes back more than 150 years.
Right.
Okay, they would do different things that were scurrilous at that time, talking about, you know, the wife of a candidate having lovers or whatever, or children being born out of wedlock. So all that kind of stuff has been around, but of course, like anything else, because we've got so many media outlets, they've got to fill this stuff.
Yeah.
So every word is now recorded.
True.
And it's there for us to hear and for them to parse and use as they want to. But basically, I mean, I think last week when Donald Trump said, hey, I'm not a politician, I'm a businessman, this is the way I talk, was probably a very good thing for him to do. And as I said, they probably ought to do that every time before he speaks.
Yeah.
But that was the very attraction for a lot of people, that he spoke plainly.
Right.
And so I think you're right. I think this to have this kind of stuff coming out at this point in the campaign, I could see it happening in October maybe as they get down toward the end game. But it's just there's a lot of fodder out there, and there's a whole bunch of airtime and space that has to be filled.
Yeah, and that's true. I didn't think about, you know, all of the different social media platforms you have now and just the more media in general coverage that you have than you used to.
Because all it takes is one person saying one thing, and it can explode at any time.
Right.
And apparently it's very interesting. I don't know what the comment was that Hillary made yesterday early in the day that brought a pushback. But lo and behold, she ended up calling into a local talk show in one of the major cities in the Northeast. Huh. Now, why in the world would she be doing that? She wasn't planning to, obviously. And so they have to know how to use it. I mean, that's part of the deal as well, to see how they can make it work for them.
It is pretty ridiculous. It is something, I know I've never seen it in my lifetime, what Chelsea was saying, you know, this kind of ridiculousness in a race. I've never seen it in my lifetime. A lot of people bring up Goldwater and Johnson. You know, that one was pretty...
Well, if you'll recall the famous ad that they ran, which was the atomic bomb, mm-hmm. you know, where the little girl is counting the petals on the flower, and then you see the mushroom cloud. And nothing was said except, you know, elect Lyndon Johnson, which, again, was amazing back in that time. But, I mean, isn't everything like pro wrestling now? I mean, haven't we pretty much gotten to that?
Yeah.
Everything is a reality show.
Idiocracy. Yeah,
exactly.
Totally.
Yes. And so I guess that the presidential race has to be that. And that's what makes, quote, politicians, as if that's a good thing, so upset that this is what's happening is our little game is now looked at as being... Oh, just down and dirty and horrible. Well, you know, it is what it is.
Yep.
And,
exactly.
The people who choose to play in that game.
If it quacks, it's probably a duck.
That's exactly. Yeah, so anyhow, well, all right, we'll talk other things. I think we kind of skirted it, didn't we?
Oh, yeah.
A little bit.
We did good job.
Okay,
good job.
Good.
Yeah.
Call your home, your business, too. Acme Glass takes care of you. For over 60 years, we're the clear leader. Our quality and value keep shining through. Repair and replacement on all kinds of glass. You can trust Acme for quality that lasts. Where quality and value keep shining through. Acme Glass, we're the clear leader.
Hi, this is Neil Sperry, and I'll be back with today's Plant Talk Texas right after a word from our sponsor and friends at Producers.
Producer Saturday classes are back in session in the Ag Center by the fireplace. Each week from 11 a.m. until noon, experts will cover a variety of topics for the ag producer and the home gardener. Producer Saturday classes, they're educational and they're free.
This Saturday, September 3rd, learn all about fall brush control. Come learn about species and application this week at Producers.
Producers on Texas Avenue in Bryan, just north of 21.
You've been hearing it for years. Maybe this year you'll get involved. Fall is a great time for planting. Trees and shrubs planted now will establish good root systems long before the spring growth spurt and even farther in advance of the traumatic days of next summer. Plan your fall landscaping makeover. I'll have details right after this message. Get in the swing of fall gardening with Neil Sperry's Lone Star Gardening, just $31.95 plus tax and postage. Order by calling 800-752-GROW during the week, or you can order anytime at neilsperry.com, NEILSPERRY.com. Remember, my newest book is not in stores, it's not on Amazon, and it is not a revision of my 1991 Complete Guide to Texas Gardening. The one reference book that covers all of your outdoor gardening activities from lawns and landscapes to fruit and vegetables. 344 pages, 840 of my photographs, more than 25 multi-page charts. I self-published this book so I could have the book I always wanted for you. Every book goes out signed. Satisfaction is guaranteed. Remember, only $31.95 plus tax and postage. Order at neilsperry.com or by calling weekdays 800-752-GROW. neilsperry.com. Nurseries have outstanding supplies of quality plant material this time of year, and nurserymen have more time now than they will next spring to help you plan your new plantings. In that spirit, let's look at some tips to replanting an existing landscape. We remodel our home's interiors periodically. Let's remodel the landscape. Start by determining your family's needs. Perhaps they've changed through the years since your landscape was first planted. Where you needed play areas before, perhaps you'd like room for a flower or vegetable garden now. Determine exactly how each part of your landscape should be used. Next, identify the parts of your existing landscape that you intend to save. Large shade trees and privacy hedges, for example, might take years to replace. Ground cover beds, low border shrubs, and even turf grass, on the other hand, can quickly be changed out in your remodeling program. You'll also want to consider all the non-living parts of your landscape, including fences, sidewalks, patios, and walks. Do you need to make changes? Do they function properly? Could they stand modernization? Keep your mind open and entertain all options. Sometimes, removing a perfectly good plain concrete sidewalk and putting an attractive brick, flagstone, or concrete paver walk in, maybe in a different and more interesting location even, can make a night and day difference in the appearance of your landscape. If your landscape has been established for more than 10 years, you'll certainly find many new and exciting plants to include in your redo. The trend in the past decade has been toward dwarf plants with smaller forms of hollies, nandinas, crepe myrtles, junipers, pyracanthus even, and pittosporums being just a few of the common examples. You'll enjoy your new landscape more if you avoid the taller plants that require frequent pruning and shaping. There's also quite a great trend toward herb and perennial plantings, and landscapes now are less formal than they were 15 or 20 or 25 years ago. These are often included in cottage garden-style plantings reminiscent of the early 1900s in Texas. Many nurseries now offer old rose varieties dating back beyond 1900, antique roses they are. Many of the earth-kind roses recommended by Texas A&M Research, many of those are antique roses. You'll want to use curved beds along with some type of edging to delineate your plantings. Metal edging in curved patterns works quite well, or you can use sections of pressure-treated wood posts sunk vertically in the ground far enough that the tops are just above the soil surface. I like that green metal edging, though it's the easiest to use. I'm Neil Sperry. That's Plant Talk Texas for another day. Until next time, happy gardening.
Good morning, I'm Brad Mitchell with a look at your WTAW Sports, brought to you by Atkinson Toyota in Madisonville and Bryan, helping folks in the Brazos Valley go places. It's 6:53. Well, the Friday night lights burn bright tonight, and with your high school football report, here's Zach Taylor.
High school football kicks off in the Lone Star State tonight with several great matchups, including A&M Consolidated at Coppers Cove. Here's Tigers head coach Dave Raffield.
It is like going back in time to Coppers Cove America and lining up and playing football from 30 years ago. Their kids get after it. They love playing the game, kind of like we do here at Consol.
Coach Raffield and the Tigers are coming off a 9-4 season in which they made it all the way to the 5A Division II Regionals. Kickoff against the Bulldogs is tonight at 7:30 with pregame starting at 7 on News Talk 1620 WTAW. Also starting the year off on the road will be the Bryan Vikings, who head out to Hutto. Here's Coach Ross Rodgers on the Hippos.
You know, I'm not going to say it's a Texas Tech type offense, but there's years they'll run the ball more. And they've got a good-looking running back, but they're going to peck you out there wide, get you spread out, and hit you inside.
The Vikings are coming off back-to-back co-district championships, as well as two straight trips to the 5A Division I Regionals. Things get underway at 7:30 tonight in Hutto, with broadcast on Sports Radio 1150. Well, despite their very short history, the College Station Cougars have already proven to be a state powerhouse, reaching the playoffs each of the past two seasons. Coach Steve Huff's team will look to get off to yet another hot start tonight when it visits Houston C.E. King.
You know, the ideal thought process is C.E. King, let's go play somebody that went, you know, a couple rounds deep last year and has had some great success. So, you know, we're going to see that.
Kickoff is slated for 7 o'clock with pregame beginning at 6:30 on the Zone 102.7 FM. One team that is in town tonight are the Rudder Rangers, who are looking for the program's first postseason berth this year. Coach Will Compton says the team's getting there.
Every year that I've been here, you know, we've seen progress from the way that we're acting in the classroom to the way that we're performing on the field. Last year, we did have some success. You know, our record didn't necessarily show how much success we truly had.
2015 saw the Rangers go 3-7. They'll welcome the Del Valle Cardinals to town tonight at 7:30 over on Willie 1550. And it's the beginning of a new era in Navasota as Patrick Goodman takes the field for the first time as a Rattlers head coach. Now, despite being new to the top spot, Goodman says the mindset, well, it's still the same.
Basically, it's been one of those where, you know, guys' expectations still here. Maybe some people are doubting, maybe some people are questioning, but that's our battle cry.
As defensive coordinator, Goodman helped guide the Rattlers to a 12-1 record last season. They'll host last year's 3A state runner-up Franklin tonight at 7 on Willie 97.7. Elsewhere around town, St. Joe's hosts Texas Wind at 7:30. Brazos Christian visits Cypress Christian at 7, and Buffalo hosts Rice at 7 o'clock as well. A broadcast for the Bisons game will be on Willie 103.5. To listen to any games on the Bryan Broadcasting family of stations, just head over to RadioAggieland.com. And to keep up with your favorite teams anytime, go to BrazosFootball.com. I'm Zach Taylor.
Thanks, Zach. In collegiate football, Texas A&M's Christian Kirk has been named to the SEC's preseason all-conference first team in voting by conference coaches, while Miles Garrett made the first team on defense. Alabama and LSU had 13 players making the three all-SEC squads. Meanwhile, TCU coach Gary Patterson has named Kenny Hill the Horned Frogs' starting quarterback. Hill was competing with sophomore Foster Sawyer for the job to replace Trevon Boykin. Hill sat out last season after transferring from Texas A&M. In Major League Baseball,
swing and a drive, well hit ball deep out into right field. Almonte going back, turning to look, it's gone. A line drive home run by Rougned Odor.
Texas pitcher Cole Hamels allowed just a pair of singles over his 8 innings as the Rangers beat Cleveland 9-0 last night. Carlos Gomez, Adrian Beltre, and Rougned Odor all homered for the AL West leading Rangers. The Rangers look to keep the momentum going with Game 2 against the Indians tonight in Arlington at 7:05 p.m. Meanwhile, the Astros had the night off but begin a 3-game series with the Tampa Bay Rays today in Houston at 7:10 p.m. In the NFL, Cowboys quarterback Tony Romo appears to be okay after a scary hit last night as Dallas lost its preseason game to the Seattle Seahawks 27-17. Backup Dak Prescott finished the night 17 of 23 for 116 yards and a touchdown strike to Jason Witten. And Brazilian police have charged American swimmer Ryan Lochte with filing a false robbery report over an incident during the Olympics in Rio. A police statement said Lochte would be informed in the United States so he could decide whether to introduce a defense in Brazil. And that's a look at your sports update brought to you by Atkinson Toyota in Madisonville and Bryan, helping folks in the Brazos Valley go places. I'm Brad Mitchell on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Shift into savings now at your local Kubota dealer. Take on the tough jobs in a tractor you'll be proud to own. A powerful Kubota Standard L Series. With the right combination of dependable horsepower, high quality construction, and ease of operation, They're perfect for the independent property owner. Now get financing as low as 0% APR for up to 5 years. Now through September 30th, 2016. Call toll-free 1-800-794-4992 for details about costs and terms.
Visit WC Tractor and Bryan, your authorized Kubota dealer for Brazos County, or online at wctractor.com.
So the only seasons you know are hot and hotter, and the longest part of your road trip is getting out of the state. Well, it's just a Texas thing, y'all. At the Texas Trading Post, you'll find a selection of Texas gifts and home decor that's bigger than our great state. Visit txtraders.com for Texas apparel, fine bedding, Texas-themed corporate gifts, and office decor. Texas Trading Post is your local online superstore for everything Texas. We're serious about fun Texas stuff. txtraders.com.
When you think of Texas A&M Athletics on WTAW, think of the businesses sponsoring the games of your favorite team.
Businesses like Pioneer Steel, Schulte Roofing, Prosperity Bank, Atkinson Toyota, Hargrove Insurance, and Cherry Rufino Realtors.
Here's a big gig'em to these sponsors of Texas A&M Athletics. You're listening to the flagship station for Texas A&M Athletics, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Let's do some weather, shall we? Brought to you this morning by Action Sports, home of the Can-Am Spider and Kawasaki Mule Pro FXT. Stop by and see them yourself at Action Sports, 202 Holloman Drive East. Click on actionsportstx.com. Rain coming into the Houston area right now.